Well, I've got a special embalmer that I use.
Okay.
But some people use a tea kettle.
Okay. Well, when you were growing up, did you have a kettle?
We had a kettle.
Uh-huh. What was it? Was it like these kind today?
It was just a copper kettle.
Okay. And, let's see, what do you put cut flowers in?
I put them in a vase.
Okay. And what about, what do you eat with? You have to have a what?
A knife and a fork and a spoon.
That's what I want. And what about if you had more than one knife, you'd have several?
Knives.
Okay. And let's see. After dinner, you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
And then, to get the soap off, you have to?
Rinse them.
Okay.
Rinse them.
Okay. Which one do you say?
I say rinse.
Okay.
But
and your daughter tells you to say rinse them. Okay. Well.
I told you, we had a good time.
Yeah. I figured that was where you got that back on. Let me see. Well, what do you call the cloth you used to wash them with?
My dish cloth, my dish rag.
Okay, which you say a dish rag?
I say plain old dish rag.
Okay, how about what you dry them with?
Dish cloth.
Okay. And then what do you call in general a cloth that you would use to dry things with?
I mean, just a plain old dish cloth?
Well, I mean to dry anything with.
Just a dish cloth.
Would dry anything else. How about to dry yourself, you use a what?
A bath towel.
Okay. What other kinds of towels are there?
Hand towels.
Okay.
Now, I guess if I was nice, I'd use a face towel and a bath towel.
Well, no. I don't care about that. Well, let's see, what do you turn on when you turn on the water? You turn on the what?
I turn on the faucet.
Okay. How about outdoors?
It's still a faucet.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else? Or hear it call anything
else? Spigot.
Okay. That's what
I say faucet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say spigot?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Who was you hear saying spigot? Did your family say that?
My husband. I always refer to the outside speakers.
Okay. And that big wooden thing that with metal pieces going around to hold it together that you used to be they put molasses or lard in it. You pack up your china to move it.
Bam!
Okay. And a little bitty one that you could put nails in.
That's the key.
Okay. And did you ever know of a place where a thing on which molasses or lard is displayed in a general store?
You mean the molasses barrel that was set up on the showcase?
Okay, on the showcase. Okay, so sometimes people have a special word for that, maybe. Well, liquid, if you want to put some liquid into a bottle with an hour a neck, you'd use a what?
Foam.
Okay. And if you wanted to make a horse move, you might crack a what?
Whip.
Okay. And if, or you might say you were going to do what to him? You were going to what?
Lash him.
Well.
Whip him.
That's what I meant. And let me see, do you have a word for the amount of corn that might be milled at one time?
A peck.
Okay. And what about